into these details, then our Muslim friends turn around into internal identity. When they turn around to the internal evidences, I come across statements like these. Can you see that? I just showed you a book by Ahmadidat here and on page 19 there. And here is another book written by Bashir Ahmad Ansari of the UK Islamic Mission. He has written this book in Urdu, and of course he has taken much of the information from Ahmadidat. And he says, Kalam al-Muqaddas mein tahreek ki matn thubut, and about 40 pages. And I would say that half of it is quoted from that book. And he says, at page 20, about this quote, that these narrators don't even know whether Jesus himself said on identity or people said he thereon. In God's word, we would not find such contradiction. What should we do? Ladies and gentlemen, it's really very strange. When they find contradictions, what kind of contradiction that can be? I just gave you two statements. One statement is, after the death of the king, his son sat on the throne. And the second statement I gave you, after the death of the king, they sat him on the throne. What would you say to it? It gives the same message. And the same is there. But if you think that that's not small, I would say that that's a contradiction. Then if I tell you in one go four things, that God created man from dust, and then I may tell you God created man from sounding clay, and then I tell you that God created man from sounding clay like unto pottery, and then I tell you that God created man from out of sticky clay, or in Muhammad Marmadou's Pictures translation, God created man from plastic clay. What would you say to it? That is from the friend. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to criticize you or criticize my Muslim friend brother. But I would say that when you criticize the Bible in this way, calling it a donkey circus, the things come around, and also we can ask about this. As you may have an explanation for this, we also have explanation for these things. There must be a better way to judge the Bible and the Quran. If one allegation or one standard which is used against the Bible can easily be, ladies and gentlemen, used against the Bible and the Quran, about the Quran as well. Now, when we go through this, in this book I also found that we are said that in your book, in the Bible, we see there are a lot of contradictions. For example, in this book, and by Bashir Ahmad Ansari, we are asked, tell us, when God said, famine at David's time will be 3 years, at another place we find it 7 years, whether that famine was for 3 years or 7 years. Then we find that Jehoiakim was 8 years old when he started reign, and another place we find he was 18 years old. At one place we may find a figure of 700, to another place we may find 7,000. One place we may find 2,000 figures, to another place 3,000, 4,000, maybe 40,000. Why such a contradiction? In God's book we cannot have that type of contradiction. If a book has such contradiction, that is not trustworthy. These are those words, what we hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the Quran we find this verse. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِن لُّغُوبٍ. Surah 50 verse 38, we created the heavens and earth and all which is in it in 6 days. But ladies and gentlemen, when we reach Surah Al-Sajdah from verse 9 to 12, we see the earth was created in 2 days, the things which are in it were created in 4 days, and the heavens, the seven firmaments, were created in 2 days. The total comes to 8. Ladies and gentlemen, my Muslim friends, they have an answer for us, for it. If they have an answer for it, we also have an answer for those contradictions which we have in the Bible. What happens is that those are minor copying mistakes. We do say, take it down, note it down. We don't claim, like our Muslim friends claim, that syllable for syllable and word for word, the Quran as it was revealed, we have to do it. We don't believe in that type of thing. We say that yes, of course, those references are from the Old Testament. In Hebrew, for example, very tiny letter, now ladies and gentlemen, very tiny letter is used, for example, I have some friends here who knew Hebrew language very well, and even some, I think one gentleman has his mother tongue, and he can tell you clearly, or they can tell you clearly, that in Hebrew, for example, very tiny letter is used, for example, 2000. And it is remarkably similar to the figure of 3000. And I just a little bit touched. And the other scribe may have thought that this was so. But listen to this, that similar incidences occurred in other places as well. Scholars knew them. When scholars started research and this modern research came along, they knew it very well, but they did not correct it. You know, we are always blamed for these things, but they did not correct it. They left it as it is. Now, Muslim friends insist that this type of mistake does mean that the Bible is not the Word of God. Then, ladies and gentlemen, I just give you one example here. And you saw that how, this is just one example. One or two examples I just want to give you, that from the Quran, we see that which is said word by word, syllable for syllable, we find the same problem here. A day at one place, we are told, is equal to 1,000 years of your reckoning. At another place, is 50,000 years. Of course, you have explanation for it. The same we have explanation, but you don't accept our explanation. So, when we go through these things, usually we are told, oh listen, Stephen, or listen, oh Christian, you know, your modern students of the Bible themselves admit that there are errors in the Bible. And then they start quoting Western critics. That Western critics say this, Western critics say that. And then they may go ahead and they may quote about their Quran. For example, I would like to quote from Hazrat Sayyid Abul Ala Maududi. It's called The Message of the Prophet Sirah. And Hazrat Abul Ala Maududi, he was a very great scholar. I think recently he died. He gave this lecture at the university campus in Punjab, Pakistan. And he says on page 12, the Quran is the pure word of God, not one word therein is not divine. Not a single word has been deleted from its text. The book has been handed down to our age in its complete and original form since the time of Muhammad. And then another from page 13, he says it is an incontrovertible
Historical truth that the text of the Holy Quran extends today is syllable for syllable exactly the same as the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, had offered to the world as the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, he believes that. But there are, like we have Western and modern scholars, you also have scholars, not modern scholars, scholars whose authority, whose honesty, you cannot judge. You cannot blame them. And there are Muslims who believe in them, in their honesty, in their scholarship. If you quote Western critics, I can quote also Muslim critics about the Quran. I can also mention to you that there are sects in Islam who believe that the Quran is corrupted. Again, I will refer to Sirat al-Mustaqim, printed in Birmingham, published from Birmingham, from same 20 Green Lane, I think, the same place where Islamic Propagation Center is. From the same building, it is issued, and I'm quoting from November 1985 issue, and it says about a firqa, about a sect of Batiniya, that they believe that the Quran is corrupted and changed. And here it's here. So see, we can also quote to you, ladies and gentlemen, that yes, there are people who believe that the Quran is changed. If you can quote Western scholars, we can also quote to you. Now here, this in Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran by Jalaluddin, we are told that Hazrat Aisha is stated to have said that when Surah Ahzab was revealed, it had 200 verses in it, but when Hazrat Usman ordered to collect the Quran, they found whatever is now in the present Quran. You know how many verses are in Surah Ahzab today? 73. And here Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said there were 200 verses in Surah Ahzab. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, if our Muslim friends quote to us from the Western and modern sources, ladies and gentlemen, we can quote from sources which were really honest, really honest. Here, another one. You know Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq? I think he is the sixth Imam of the Ahli Tashi'i. And in a book, Usuli Fakhi, it is stated that the Quran which was revealed to Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam through Gibrail, it had 17,000 verses. Can you imagine that? 17,000 verses. How many are today in the Quran, ladies and gentlemen? Some say there are 6,236 today, some say there are 6,226, and some say this, some say this, and some say this. But that one is usually accepted. Anyway, that's our Muslim friends' problem about it. But just to let you know that more than half, according to these traditions, more than half of the Quran is, what shall I say, you can complete it. Now, not only this, I received recently a small pamphlet from Pakistan. It's written by Maulana Hafiz Meher Muhammad Miawalwi, and it's just a few pages straight, And it says, pick a Jafriya or Musulman. And in this one, he says clearly, I'm sorry, I just lost the things I wanted to show you. Anyway, in this one, Fiqh Jafriya, he says clearly, Maulana Hafiz Meher Muhammad Miawali, and here is page 10 from it. And here, the Urdu speaking, or those who can read Urdu, can see what it says. And he says here, the Shia ulama believe that the Quran from Al-Hamd to Wanas, which means from the first chapter to the last chapter, has been altered. The three caliphs have taken, or in other words, I would say expunged. You know, our friends use that word for us very much. Those verses which were in favor of Ahlul Bayt. And then this Maulvi Sahib says, he mentions that to prove this, Hazrat Allama Nuri has written quite a thick book titled Kitab Rabbul Arbab. Now, Maulana Hafiz then quotes here from a popular book called Asul-e-Kafi. And the quote is that nobody but a liar will claim that he has collected the whole Quran and memorize it as it was revealed. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are not my words. These are from Muslim sources who say that nobody but a liar will claim that he has collected the whole Quran and memorized it as it was revealed. So, ladies and gentlemen, we can go on and on and on and on on these things. But I will just conclude there and would like to say, if you say that we don't have the original manuscripts, we can also turn around and can say, you also don't have the original manuscripts, because Hazrat Usman ordered that those from which the Quran was collected, the Quran was compiled, that has to be burnt. Now you may think about the manuscripts about Hazrat Hafsa, but you must remember that Marwan bin Hakam also ordered after the death of Hazrat Hafsa that should be destroyed. And that was also gone. Now when we come to multiple versions, we also saw that there are problems in multiple versions of the Quran as well. Then when we come to the difference in translation, I also give you just a few examples to show you, especially about those verses which are about the Gospel of Jesus and about the Torah of Moses, that how they have turned from is to was. And I can give you more examples. Then when you say there are variant readings in the Bible, you cannot accept it. We also show to you there are variant readings in the Quran. If you read the classical commentaries of the Quran, you may find all those variant readings there. One way or another way, they will show you that so and so Sahaba used to read it this way. And then, if you want to find contradictions in the Bible, of course there are certain contradictions in the Quran. Then you quote Western critics, we also can quote Muslim critics. Now what should we do? Ladies and gentlemen, there must be another way. There must be another way. And that's what some Muslims have realized clearly. Many Muslim scholars have realized it, and some of them believe that لَا مُبَدِّلَّا لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. If you believe that the early books are God's word, then nobody can change it. لَا مُبَدِّلَّا لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. His word cannot be changed. And his word then cannot be changed. Now these Muslims, they say, then we must stop saying that the Bible is corrupted. That's why In Pakistan and India, I know Muslim people. People like Maulvi Muhammad Hussain, Dr. Ghulam Jilani Burke, and several others. They clearly say that if we say that the Bible is corrupted, then we have to say that God could not take care of His word, and thus when the Quran claims لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ, then those words have no meaning at all. What actually those people used to do, what the Quran blames those people was for wrong interpretation. And that's what Jesus was also accusing the Pharisees and the scribes, that you read the law, you also read, and these interpretations which you have given, that's actually wrong. And that's what we say too. Even in Islam, many Muslims have translations, you know, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya translation. And there are certain sects which have their own translation, and you see a lot of problems in it. The same is here on this side. So there must be another way. Anyway, our Muslim friends have realized that there is no way of these arguments and debates. I just quote here from a gentleman who works for Islamic Foundation in Leicester. His name is Ahmed Wandin Firth, and he writes in his book, General and Introductory Books on Christianity, on page 4. Sorry, 4 is not there, but it's page 4. And he says, certainly the best approach to study Christianity is to consult its own source material and analyze the parts and presentations of its adherents, instead of indulging in cheap polemic, as regrettably some Muslim writers have done so in the past. So ladies and gentlemen, I request you, I beg you, I would ask you, please, please consider these evidences objectively. When you search the Bible, don't just go ahead and run after it to criticize it. Compare it as a third person, as a third person. Compare the Quran with it, compare the Bible, and say what is the message which is given in it. Say, consider the message. Consider what is presented for our salvation and eternal destiny. Consider why we are here on this earth. Why we are here on this earth. Why it was said to Adam and Eve, go out. قُلْ لَهْبِتُوا. Why he said this? Why Yusuf Ali translates the same word that it means the whole race of Adam and Eve? Why Muhammad Marmaduke Pekpal says in his commentary that it means the whole race? Why we are here on this earth? What God has a purpose for us? Why is things mentioned in the Bible? And why Jesus is the central theme of the Bible? What is the message of the Quran and what is the message of the Bible? And then consider why. Why Christians believe that Jesus is the only Savior? And why Jesus say, I am the way, the life, and the truth? Why he says, I am the Al-Haq, I am the Al-Hayat. Why? And why he said, you cannot come to God but through me. And why his disciples say that salvation is only available to him. Consider, is it him or someone else through whom we can be in fellowship with the Lord Almighty? So, ladies and gentlemen, I request you, I beg you, the place search for yourself. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Stephen. That concludes Stephen's formal portion. I'm sure he will be back answering many questions after Mr. Alan Asher's guest through with his presentation. If we come back together at 7:30, Alan Asher will address his there with some further comments on the Bible. After that, one more break, and then we'll go into the question and answer period. The cards are there for you to take now. If you already have questions, pick one or two. If you want to participate, write in further questions. Okay, so we'll come back to the 7:30. Thank you.